we are doing Agadot Talmud. We introduce our class with 3-4 minutes of a story from the Talmud. We're still trying to finish up the stories in Gittin. And we're quoting a story from Rabba, the son of Rava, which is interesting in and of itself, because Rava was a disciple of Rabba Bar Nachmani, and he named his son Rabba. Seemingly, I don't know that it says it anywhere, but it seems like he named him after his Rebbe. So some say it was Rabbi Hillel, the son of Rabbi Velis, who said the following quote: from the days of Moshe till the days of Rebbe, the one who compiled the Mishnah, we don't find a person, well, thank you, who was great in Torah and great in wealth. We don't find such a thing. And the Gemara is now going to spend a little bit of time questioning this sentence. That from Moshe Rabbeinu to Rebbe, we don't find the person who encompassed both spiritual and material wealth. Yeah.
Benjamin is apologizing, but we cannot
this. Okay. So the Gemara asks, Yoshua bin Nun, wasn't he great in Torah and great in wealth, great in the physical and the spiritual world? So the Gemara says, yes, we meant someone who was singular in his generation, because in the days of Rabbi Yoshua, there was also Elazar, the son of Aaron, that he was also great in Torah and in wealth. He was exceptionally wealthy and exceptionally great in Torah. So in Moshe Rabbeinu, he was the exceptional rabbi and also the exceptional philanthropist, and Rebbe was the same. So that's what we mean, that they were exceptional in their generation, that they were the only ones. There was no one who came close. So the Gemara says, okay, if Elazar was exceptional in Torah and in wealth, so Elazar had greater longevity. He lived beyond Yoshua. So then after Yoshua passed away, so then let's say Elazar was singular in his generation, that he had physical and spiritual wealth. He was exceptional. So the Gemara says, no, Elazar wasn't alone, because there was another person on that level, and that was Pinchas, his son. Pinchas, the son of Elazar, the famous Pinchas in the Torah, he was exceptional both in Torah knowledge and in monetary wealth. So Elazar wasn't alone in his generation. So the Gemara says, aha, okay. So after Elazar died, let's say Pinchas was alone, that he was exceptional in his generation. Why do we say from Moshe to Rebbe there was no one? So the Gemara says, no, Pinchas wasn't alone, because in his days there were the elders who accept the Torah from Yeshua. The elders, they were around and they were exceptional in Torah knowledge and in monetary wealth. So the Gemara says, okay, what about Shaul, our first king? He was an exceptional sage, he was a big Tam Tachon, he was exceptionally wealthy. So why doesn't he count? So the Gemara says, because in his day there was Shmuel the prophet, and Shmuel was exceptional in Torah knowledge and in wealth. So the Gemara asks, okay, but after Shmuel died, why wasn't Shaul, he was the only one around. So the Gemara says, you're right. After Shmuel died, Shaul was the only one in his generation that had such Torah knowledge and such wealth. But what we meant to say is that Moshe and Rebbe were the only ones that throughout their time of greatness, throughout the period of greatness, they never had competition. They were the greatest in Torah knowledge and in monetary wealth. Whereas Shaul had a period of competition. So now, this is the Gemara. And now, the question we have to ask ourselves is, what's so special about having Torah together with monetary wealth? So the Chasam Sofer explains that a Talmid Chacham that learns Torah, so his Torah is in place of a korban. It's as though he brought a sacrifice. A philanthropist who supports people who are learning Torah, so it's as though that he brought the wine offering on in the temple. If you have someone that has both, so then it's as though he's bringing a complete sacrifice before God. We know sacrifices are, you bring the meat and then you also bring a libation. So it's as though he's doing both. When we say about Moshe that he was a good leader for the Jewish people, so it means that he fed everyone. He took care that we got the man. Rebbe, we say throughout his days he was exceptionally wealthy, and at the time of his passing he picked up his hands and he said, I haven't had a pinky's worth of enjoyment for myself in this world. I took what I needed and I didn't enjoy this wealth. So he also, what did he do? He took his money, built academies, and had people learn with that wealth. So these two, Rebbe and Moshe Rabbeinu, they helped the Jewish people thrive spiritually, and they used the physical to also help them thrive spiritually.